render the countdown. There's a countdown. You remember at school the countdown? Yeah. But we are meeting with the department today to get the third quarter report in terms of the department's annual performance plan. I was chatting to Mr. Matalo outside there. I was saying to him, he was asking me if we'll be taking the APPs this year. And I was saying to him, it's not possible. It will definitely not be this team who will be taking the APPs. It will be the new team, incoming team. But I was just curious at the end. I mean, I'm very curious to see that APP. We're not here to talk about that. Yeah, just expressing. We are. So it's almost saying this is the last quarterly report. But we will be getting from the department. Also, maybe, I think part of this, if I'm correct, would include what is being done in relation to the recommendations that were made by the AG, though we know that the department had an unqualified audit, and I think with a few matters of emphasis, I hope that we'll be able to get an update on those. With those few words, I would like to welcome DM and the team and all the our visitors, like people from the office of the AG. Well, thank you very much, DM.
Chair, we will not be making any political remark. It's a straightforward presentation. I think we will just want the DG to make a presentation at the end. After discussion, probably we might then have that particular remark. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Good morning, Deputy Minister, honourable members, colleagues. The presentation that we're going to make to you today is a presentation which on our quarter three performance, which has two parts. Firstly, performance against our quarterly targets in the APP, and secondly, performance against our expenditure projections. I'm going to briefly go through performance per program in terms of the targets in the quarterly targets in the APP. For program one administration, in that quarter, we achieved 12 out of 18 of the quarterly targets, partially achieved 5 of them, and did not achieve 1 of them. There's a list here of the up on the screen of the quarterly targets achieved. They relate to the administrative activities in the department. Perhaps if I can just highlight a couple of them, one or two of them is perhaps the most important one is that the vacancy rate was 7% against the target of 10%. The partially achieved target was that we had a target to review our risk policy and strategy and align them with changes in the regulatory and operational environment. That was partially achieved because the Risk Management Committee asked us to do further work on the document, and it has since been completed and will be served before the Risk Management Committee before the end of the financial year for approval. So the annual target in this regard will be met. Another target which was partially achieved was we had a target of completion of 80% of our internal audit projects, and 70% were completed by the end of the quarter. The IT governance audit was postponed, but it is happening and will be completed by the end of February, so that annual target will also be met. The target relates to internal audit projects, and one aspect of the internal audit is an IT governance audit, and that was just delayed a bit, but is now being done and will be completed by the end of February. We also partially achieved the target of performance assessments of staff in the department. We had a target of 100%, and 96% was completed during the quarter. And three staff members submitted late due to leave of absence, and there were other reasons for a few staff members not submitting, such as being on maternity leave, one or two cases of disputes, but we are confident to achieve the target by the end of the financial year. So the annual target in that regard will be met. These policies and plans in the next item, I think, are HR and IT policies and plans, and we targeted to have them all completed by the end of October and approved by me. Three out of eight were approved by me in the quarter, and the other five are almost done and will be signed off by me during this last quarter, so the annual target in this regard will also be met. We had a target of having two workshops with the provinces on guidelines on monitoring, evaluation, information technology. We held one, the other one will still be held in this last quarter. There was one talk, which, Clemenkush province, we had a workshop. The one target which was not achieved for the quarter was that 60% of the activities in the annual impact improvement plan would be completed. I'm not sure exactly what percentage we did complete, but most of the activities in the impact improvement plan are currently being completed, and this item will also achieve by the end of the financial year. On program two, outcomes monitoring and evaluation, for the quarter, 9 of the 16 targets were achieved, 3 partially achieved and 4 not achieved. There's a list there of the targets which were achieved. Perhaps to highlight that we prepared 51 briefing notes on cabinet memoranda for cabinet. And the National Evaluation Plan for 14-15 was approved by Cabinet. Partially achieved target was that we said that we would complete a guideline for evaluations by the end of the quarter. That has been drafted. It's being improved. It will be completed and signed off by the end of the financial year, so that will be met in terms of the annual target. We said that we would complete 5 municipal self-assessments using the municipal assessment tool. That will be done by the end of March. It's taken a bit longer than we expected, so it wasn't completed by the end of the quarter, but it will be completed by the end of the financial year. And we also had a target for 3 provinces to select provincial programs for evaluation in terms of their provincial evaluation plans. We've been working with Limpopo, Eastern Cape and Mpumalanga in Northwest, and they're still busy, and we're confident though that they will finish by the end of the financial year. We had a target of submitting a cabinet memorandum for approval of the municipal assessment tool by the end of October. The pilot phase has taken longer than expected, and we'll probably submit that cabinet memorandum to cabinet after the finalisation of the pilot phase at the end of this financial year. So we'll probably submit that cabinet memorandum now to the new cabinet after the elections. Again, we had the target of completing a draft report on municipal assessment for municipalities participating in the pilot phase by the end of that quarter. But the same issue there is that the pilot phase to refine the tool took longer than expected. We're working with a number of different government departments, including COGTA, National Treasury, and others on this municipal assessment methodology, and we think it's worthwhile taking time to get the tool right before we expand it, before we get it signed off through the to get it right through the pilot phase before we get it finalised, and make sure that the other key stakeholders such as National Treasury and COGTA are in agreement with the content of the tool before it's rolled out. We had a target for finalising the 20-year review in conjunction with the Presidency and having it printed and published by the end of this quarter, but that has taken us a bit longer than expected. The annual target will be met. The 20-year review will be published and released in March. It's currently being finalised. We had a target of holding one quarterly data forum meeting and produce one quarterly report. That data forum meeting was postponed. It was supposed to take place at the time of the passing away of the former president, and it will be rescheduled and the annual target will be met. Program 3, M&E systems. 5 of the 6 targets were achieved for the quarter. 1 was partially achieved. We hold forums with all the national departments and the provinces about monitoring and evaluation to work collaboratively with them and to develop the capacity of government for M&E. Those were held. And we have various learning events and capacity development activities as well. The partially achieved target was that we had set a target to convene 5 sectoral workshops to align reporting requirements. That started a bit late, but the 1 was held during the quarter and the other 4 will be held in this current quarter, so the annual target will be met. Finally, our 4th program, which is public sector oversight, public service oversight, we achieved 16 of the 19 quarterly targets and partially achieved 3. And there's a list of the targets that were achieved there. They relate to the MPAT assessment process and activities related to that, such as working with all the national and provincial departments to do their self-assessments and having their HOD sign them off, holding workshops with the provinces and national departments, and the frontline service delivery program, monitoring of sites, and production of monitoring reports. This page talks about the achievement of the various targets related to the frontline service delivery monitoring and the production of sector reports on frontline service delivery monitoring in various sectors such as local government, the social grants agency, courts for the Justice Department, Home Affairs offices, etc. There's a report on the citizen-based monitoring program on the case studies at pilot sites with SAPS and the Department of Health, Social Department of Social Development in SASA. Some of the targets related to the hotline and the producing hotline case resolution performance reports, which were met. And the conduction of hotline satisfaction surveys. The partially achieved target in this program was that we would we do follow-up visits to sites where we've done frontline service delivery monitoring. We had a target of doing 69 monitoring visits during the quarter, and 63 were done. We had a target of producing a report to the GNA cluster by the end of the quarter, and that was a bit delayed, but it will be done in the final quarter. And we also had a target of producing a progress report on the implementation of improvement plans for frontline service delivery monitoring. That deadline was missed, and the improvement plan has since been signed off. So in summary, for that particular quarter, we achieved 71% of the targets and partially achieved 20%. As I've mentioned, as I've been presenting, quite a number of the partially achieved targets have since been met in the fourth quarter. So the annual targets will be met, and we're therefore confident that we're on track to achieve at least 85% of the annual targets by the end of the financial year. Turning to expenditure, Chairperson, this graph shows our actual expenditure, actual cumulative expenditure, which is the green line, against the cumulative projection, which is the brown line, as well as the projection per month, which is the light bar, and the actual expenditure per month, which is the green bar. I think the key point to make about this graph is it shows that our cumulative expenditure is being very close to our projected expenditure, and especially now in January, it's very close to the projected expenditure. I'm coming to that, Chairman. This graph shows our quarterly drawings versus our quarterly expenditure, and shows that in quarter one our expenditure was a bit lower, but we caught up in quarter two and quarter three. In quarter three, we caught up. The last bar, quarter four, is the expenditure to date, which is only half of that quarter. And this is the graph, Chairperson, which answers your question about the March spike. It shows our expenditure for 13-14 per month versus our expenditure for 12-13 per month. And it shows that from June to January, our expenditure per month was much better this year than last year, even right going back to April and May. But particularly from June onwards, our expenditure levels have been much better than for the previous year. So while we do have a projected higher level of expenditure in March than in the other months, it's not going to be nearly as severe as this March spike in the previous financial year. It won't be a big spike. It'll be a flatter rising line. This table just shows our expenditure and commitments. The key point to make on this graph is that at the top of that bar on capital assets, at the time of doing the report, there was a little bit of uncommitted expenditure on capital assets, which is IT equipment such as laptops, but that has since been committed. And we are on track to come in within the 2% guideline of our total budget from National Treasury, between 98% and 102% of our budget by the end of the financial year. In terms of filling of posts, this table shows the number of approved funded posts we had for the quarter. Because we plan to fill posts over time during the course of the financial year, our number of approved funded posts changes from month to month according to our recruitment plan. So in October we had 206 funded posts, in November 208, and December 209. The filled posts were 193 and 194 and 195 for each of those months respectively, and our vacancy rate is around 6 or 7%, which is below our target vacancy rate of 10%. There'll always be some vacancies because all the time people are joining and leaving the department. Some people leave if they get promotions and appointments elsewhere. So, for example, one post became open during November due to an internal promotion transfer, and during the 3 months, seven officials left the department. Chairperson, this year's expenditure levels are better than last year's expenditure levels as a result of us introducing monthly expenditure monitoring meetings, and also as a result of some of our programs maturing. So, for example, the evaluation program is now in its second or third year, and we have now got into a cycle where we plan the evaluations before the start of the financial year so that the evaluations, expenditure on evaluations takes place more uniformly across the financial year. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chair. I think it's a well-known fact that I am retiring now on the 7th of May or the 8th of May, and so this will probably be the last time that I see the department and the DG and all the people involved in it. And I just want to say it was a, you know, for the period that I've worked with, it was a pleasure. Simply because, unlike many other departments, they've been open and honest, and they're doing the right thing. And I want to congratulate it in my personal capacity. And I wish them all the very best for the years to come, because I think they are doing the right thing and a correct job and a great job. The only thing I think they need is more people so that they can extend their work. So thank you very much, and thank you very much for your nice work you do with us. No, I'm saying you're part of the team, so you can't speak for yourself. Okay. Any other comments with respect to the report now? Okay. I suspect that what Honorable Sartre was saying is one that is making it difficult for us to comment. But I think DG, maybe just to kick start, you know, I have a few questions and comments to make. One is around the, I see the impact on the provinces. I understand that the approach is that DM is that to do impact is voluntary. But well, I think that we have all agreed that maybe for this time we don't necessarily need the law department. We've been convinced that maybe for now we don't need the law. But how do we ensure that we make people participate and see the importance of participating in the MPET, what we call the process, so that even though it's not punitive, but people, it becomes a requirement for the department, whether it's provincial and national, to participate, so that people, I'm just worried that two workshops were supposed to be done, Free State withdrew, because it's voluntary, but how do we make it a requirement? That's one. But two, I think at DM, moving forward for our legacy report, is the issue of the report, maybe the nature of the report. Maybe we need to improve on this report. Just make it a little bit meaty, you know. It's fine to say we have this target, achieve this target, blah. But this department, it is unlike to us. We are a portfolio committee for this department. So it means that we need to know exactly what is happening in the department, what has succeeded, what has not succeeded, and the reasons for not what you call a succeeding. So future reports will have to be have a little bit of meat than they appear today, so that it makes it easy for members to understand. Because remember that we have to do oversight over the issues that the department is doing, is not able to do. We have to support the department as a committee, as parliament. But the other comment that the M1 would like to make is around the MPET improvement plans. The DG was reporting on the what the department is doing on the AG's report, which is what we call a good. But we must also get reports and be able, as a committee, to follow up on that, especially to the department that didn't do well on their assessment, to be able to understand what is it that they are doing, the progress that they are doing on those, what you call improvement plans. I think it's areas that needs to be monitored or we do oversight on. But just generally, I think we would have loved to hear the progress on the hotline, presidential hotline report. What is the progress? Where are we encountering challenges? Last time we did hear that, I think that in the Eastern Cape, for instance, there were challenges. But I think it's important to know what is being done about those challenges. And the response, of course, from the parties. That is around the improvement plans from MPET. The other comment, the other comment is around the municipal, what is it called? Is it still the MPET? It's MET, isn't it? Yeah, around the MET. We know that It was started later. But maybe it would have been what we call good to hear at the end. The whether it was adopted by SALGA as a tool that needs to be made so that all the municipalities or certain municipalities, certain categories of municipalities, for instance, do know that maybe they have to participate in the pilot. If, for instance, maybe as a start, you say the metros will have to, as you call it, to participate in the net, because these tools are meant to assist governance. So it's important that they are encouraged to participate. I think we just worried about the voluntary, what to call it. I mean, the voluntary approach is fine, but even where you think that there are weaknesses, you can't say municipality A, we think that you have to participate on this, and B, but some other approach. But the last comment, that one would like to make, and perhaps start by commending the evaluation, what you call a process. DG was not here when we had at the end. You were also not here when we had the. I think it was the evaluation unit that was presenting on evaluation. I think what we said to them, and maybe again moving forward, the other team would have to look at what is it as South Africa that we are evaluating? What do we want to evaluate? Because sometimes I hear the report that kind of confused me. That say people will be evaluated this year and next year and what. Those, I mean, for evaluation, I thought that evaluation is a kind of a long-term thing that is done once, you look at the impact. But I think we need to have a common understanding of what is this evaluation that we're talking about. So even ourselves as a team, so that we look for the same answer, not that each one of us is looking for his or her own answer, but all of us, but with the department, because as Parliament and this department in particular, it's important that we have one vision on evaluation, because if we go into the department, the department doesn't have another, what you call it, approach. And we have other expectations different from the evaluation. I think at the end, those are the comments I wanted to make. I don't know if other honourable members would like to.
We agree.
Make any other additions or what? Honourable Snare.
Thanks. I think we can conclusively say we're happy as members with the report that was given, and I think you're opening up the discussion slightly broader than the report that was given to us. So I'll take the opportunity to ask a question based on that. With regard to the monitoring and valuation units in the Premier's offices, have you done an analysis to see the structure of those units, how they're structured to be able to give effect to the work they're supposed to be doing with regards to concurrent functions? But yeah, because you see, I agree with Honourable Swartz. I believe that this team in this department is a pocket of excellence within government. And if their so-called counterparts that are established at a provincial level aren't structured and as dedicated as themselves, you're not going to have that impact in the province as you are going to have nationally. So I would just like to see how they've assessed the establishment and functioning of those kind of, you call them, sister departments of yours. Thanks.
I indicated that I was curious at the end about the coming APPs, because in terms of the our APP, the department APP, it was supposed to ensure that all the APPs, maybe working with National Treasury, are aligned to the NDP, am I right?
Sorry?
Yes, to deliver agreements and those things. So now the presentation here by which is saying that some departments, likely seven, so it seems to be saying seven, did submit, others have not submitted. Can you get what you call just a little bit of information on that as to exactly where are we now? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I'd just like to respond to some of the questions and comments and ask my colleagues to add. We do assessments of the quality of administration and management in national departments, provinces, and municipalities. We have one tool for national departments and provinces and a separate tool for municipalities, because there's a different legal framework for national provinces on the one hand and municipalities on the other. With the one for national departments and provinces, that is the MPAT tool, and although it's not legally compulsory, we do have 100% participation. So in the last cycle and in this cycle, all 156 national and provincial departments are participating. We don't have a problem at all with lack of participation. The note that you made, Chairperson, about there not being a workshop in Gauteng, that was just because Gauteng province participated in the national workshop for logistical geographical reasons. With regard to the municipal assessments, we started that a lot later than the national and provincial assessments, and we are working together with SALGA on that. We've had consultations with SALGA. SALGA are one of the stakeholders that we're involving in it, and that we want to make sure that they agree with the content of the tool before it's finalized. We are having very good cooperation with the municipalities that we're doing the piloting the municipal assessment tool. The pilots are all currently underway, and in fact, we have a number more other municipalities which have come forward asking to be included in the pilot phase. So there's actually quite a lot of enthusiasm at the municipal level for participating in these assessments. Still on a voluntary basis. Your point about putting more meat into the report and not, at the moment we've made the report somewhat of an accounting report, with accounting against the APP, but your point is noted and we agree it would be, in future when we do these reports, as well as having this accounting, we should add some slides about progress, narrative slides about progress with all of our programs to enrich it. There is some some reporting here about progress of the presidential hotline. There has been further improvement in the last quarter. I believe the latest resolution rate is 94%. And we are still proceeding with all the improvement initiatives that we talked about previously, such as the hotline satisfaction surveys, the engagements with sectors and the production of sector plans. What I mean by that is we, for example, produce a report for the Education Department on all the hotline cases that related to education so that they can see, the Education Department can look at the trends and see what are the key issues being raised. With regard to our comments on the APPs of departments, the seven departments here is just for this quarter. We've done comments on a lot of other departments' APPs, and the number of reports will be much higher for the whole year. Quite a number of years ago, we did do some research on the M&E units in the provinces. I think that there was between 5 and 10 years ago, there was a report done on it by the M&E unit in the presidency before DPME was created. Since we've come into being, we've done a couple of things. We have a regular forum with the M&E units in the Premier's offices. And we produce a guideline, which is on our website, about the kind of roles that an M&E unit should play in the province, which we developed in consultation with them. So it helps the M&E units in the provinces motivate for the capacity that they need, because there's a national guideline clarifying what roles they need to play in the province. Clement has worked with the DPSA to produce a guideline structure, a minimum structure, organizational structure for an M&E unit in the Premier's office, and I think that's been agreed to, is there as a guide for offices of the Premier. What we haven't done, Honourable Snell, in answer to your question yet, is we haven't done an assessment of the functionality of those units and their performance and what they're actually doing, and I agree with you, that's something that we should do. Clement, do you want to add?
So thank you very much, and thanks to honorable members for commending the department on excellent duties that they are doing in their performance of their task, and the assurance also by the DG that by the end of this financial year, the 85% achievement target will have been achieved on those things that are still outstanding on this particular quarter. And thanks, Chair, that whilst you were looking at the report, I think you had looked at the entire year rather than the quarter. And I think you have now been responded to, so I no longer have to remind on that one that we're dealing with this particular quarter. But obviously, when you stretch and then go to other quarters, you could see that there has been quite a number of participatory voluntarily by the departments. That does not mean everything is excellent, but there's a big appreciation by the departments themselves and the ministers, I must say, since the introduction of performance monitoring and evaluation systems in government. And as a result, they are even beginning to look at internal capacity as departments themselves to then assist in ensuring, therefore, that the mandate is fulfilled. The biggest challenge, obviously, just going out of the quarter report as we had stretched our mind out, is around the data and the reliability of data. And they are also going to be looking at that element, because all our reports are dependent on what is being said or given to us as department. We do quality assurance, obviously. We check and verify the information so that people are not self-glorifying themselves, and then only to find that later we are embarrassed as government. So we are able to develop that capacity within the DPME to verify, qualify, and ensure that the information given is as reliable. But obviously the issue of data in government remains something that has been identified as a challenge, and we hope, therefore, that going forward, the next administration will be able to deal with that. And the last issue is around your saying that the annual programs or annual performance programs or APPs, you are worried about them, whether they will have integrated the NDP. For the next administration, what we did as a department and through cabinet, obviously, was then to prepare that instrument going forward. I'm not dealing with this quota report now, because you have raised the question whether the NDP is going to be integrated. The plan is there to integrate NDP across government and then in all the departments, and starting with the medium-term strategic framework itself that now begins to look forward into that particular arena. But obviously, we leave it to the next administration to then look at it, adopt it, amend or reassign it in whatever way. But we've got an instrument ready for them to really look at as soon as they take over the office, hoping therefore that arising from that, you know, quite a number of departments will realign whatever APPs that they may be having at a point in time, or progressively will then begin to realign, if not immediately, so that when the new committee, as you said, it might be the other people there, we don't know, then that committee then can then begin to engage on the issues going forward so that the next administration then can hit the ground running and not go through long processes of planning. So I hope therefore that those issues are indeed being taken care of and your concerns are on board and then they will be dealt with. And thanks very much for members really for the engagement and appreciation of the work in the department. And Honorable Swart, as you retire, I hope in your retirement you will not forget us. I'm not sure whether you are going farming or what. So
drinking.
and he says that he's offering to be in any trips, you know. The DG is listening. I don't know how they will do it. But thanks also for the remarks that you said, and as you say that probably this might be our last meeting, but I don't think it's the last meeting before Parliament goes on recess. We might meet still again in other future meetings, probably. I don't think it's the last meeting today. So, members, thanks very much for the comments and I think and the appreciation.
No, Chair. Honourable Swart made his farewell speech. I will do it a little bit later. Thank you.
We should give them an opportunity to come back after end of financial year. Even if we're not here, we'll tip those who'll be coming to this committee as to what it is that they must look for.
I'm saying maybe the line of questioning relates to what Honorable Swart was saying, you know, the how we have been working with the department and maybe the, I don't want to repeat what Honorable Swart has said, but that's why I was saying that he can't speak on his behalf, especially when he's saying he's retired.
Okay. Well, I'm then I will leave. I take my back.
Now, maybe you'll come back on the list. And I said that Dr. Ampele served the divorce papers, so there's a vacancy there now.
Chairperson, on a lighter note, I think perhaps we will attend the wedding of Honorable Swart and Okay. With Finney. So there may be a future opportunity if she wants to.
She will sue him for his money.
When we have our farewell function, I think we must invite the Deputy Minister. And I think when we have this function, we will see one another.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chief.
She will sue him for the wallet.
I must say that my fiancé and I are very careful as to who we invite to our wedding.
I'm being intimidated.
I thought you would comment on the issue of evaluation. On our approach as a country. I think I know that I was not asking a question, but was commenting that maybe we need to have a common, what we call it, approach on what is it exactly that we are evaluating. We, whenever he wants to be part of future, I call it visit. He was part of the visit to America about learning.
I have to go now.
About evaluation. Sadly, he won't come back to share that experience that he has learned about the evaluation. But I would like to, I don't know if you want to comment now. But does the other thing maybe. Something that also. I don't know where Honorable Yengeni is pointing something at Dr. Patrick and all that we had. We had Honorable Swart talking about their own. Now, Honorable Yengeni is pointing at Dr. Patrick. I don't know what he's doing for the
meeting.
No. Saying, Honorable Yengen, the comment from what the DG at the end that was saying really that aroused my interest is on the report of the hotline. On I'll use my own terminology, but you didn't say sector, what you call it, department. But the report that you're making, for instance, on the queries about the department, I think it would be interesting to get one or two of those reports. One hopes that those reports also have the responses or in terms, would have the responses, Okay, dear, thank you.
No, Chair, I think it's a discussion for another time, the issue of the evaluations. What is it exactly that we are evaluating? But from my own understanding, obviously, and the mandate of the department, it's programs, activities, targets, and as designed and agreed to and adopted through Parliament, obviously, in the annual plans, the strategic plans, and then so forth. Then we then group those particular issues and start evaluating them. I know that the country tends to want us to evaluate the performance of an individual, which will be the minister. And then because of the performance agreement that they signed with the president, which is something else there, where is the prerogative of the president, how he does and so forth. But the Department of Performance Monitoring Evaluation looks at the department's performances around what they said and commit they will do going forward in each and every program that they will have outlined in their strategic plan, also in annually, as they deal with the annual plans and so forth. But probably the country needs that discussion because we need to broaden the understanding and not only within the members, honorable members, but beyond honorable members through other forums that we might engage with the issue. And but obviously, DG, in the preparation of the next administration, there might be a need to induct new members around this task of performance monitoring and evaluation, what each stands for and what each does, for their own understanding. Some will be new, some will be retaining members, and I think broadening the understanding and the knowledge within the honourable members will be one key element. So in the in those people who are planning the training for honourable members, I think we might then identify that particular slot and really occupy space and then see if we cannot then use that as an opportunity before you induct the actual committee once they are established. But because now we get invited by various committees within Parliament itself, not only appropriations, that wants us to present certain reports that are released by ourselves, you know. And in that way, there seems to be keen interest, and I think at least we develop a common understanding on the issue will go a long way. But I think it's not a matter for discussion today. And then, Chair, I think I leave that to you.
Thank you.
I'm not as proposing anything. I can't propose anything yet.
Now, I guess this was your last comment at the end?
No.
Okay. Which is fine with the comment. Now, honored members, seeing that there are no further comments, it looks like Honorable Sar preempted what was supposed to be said now. But I think that, again, I want to say what Honorable Swart said, DM, really was saying on behalf of all of us. We have had a good relationship with the department, and I think that we were growing up in the last 3 years with this program, because these programs are very special that were introduced by this government, by this administration. But thank you very much. I'm sure we'll continue to learn elsewhere. DM, thank you very much. I think that we have concluded this part, but because of our relationship, you're welcome to stay with us when we go to the second part of our meeting, which is adopting the minutes.
No,
you can be here, PG. Why do you have to go outside?
No.
I mean, the air that we
write when they come to the
Bye. 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 B